I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10, 11, and 12. It reads, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Oh, there's a lovely promise at the end there, a lovely thought at the end. Inherit what has been promised. Inheritance is usually thought of as a very positive thing, and we hope to inherit special and precious things from our relatives. Sometimes it might be a great monetary value, sometimes it might not, but we look forward to inheriting some things, and there's an inheritance for a Christian. On my desk is a collection of some ancient Roman coins that someone gave me, and one of them is a coin from the reign of Augustus, 14 AD it has on this coin, or thereabouts. So that coin was in circulation when Jesus was walking the earth some 2,000 years ago, quite something. And of course, most Roman coins are discovered in batches, in hoards, under the ground, hidden. And the reason why most of them are found in such a way is because people were escaping an invading army. They had their wealth, but they couldn't carry it with them. It was too heavy. So they decided to bury all their gold, all their coins in some place. And later, after the war was over, they would come back and dig them back up and have them again. Except the fact that some people forgot where they buried them, and others, of course, could never come back because the invading army stayed, or they themselves were killed and could not come back. They never went back to reclaim their inheritance, in a sense. Well, we have been given something, a deposit, and if we hold on to it, we will inherit what has been promised. And that's what the Hebrew writer wants his people to understand. Don't forget what you've already been doing. God doesn't forget the good that you have done. He lays it out in Hebrews 10, 32 to 36, all the good things they have done, or some of them at least, that they stood their ground in the face of suffering, verse 32. They were publicly exposed. They stood side by side with those who were treated badly, sympathized with the people in prison, joyfully accepted confiscation of their property. They knew they had lasting and better possessions. They had done a lot for God. The implication is not that God rewards their actions, but that his remembrance of their deeds will motivate them to further good deeds. Reminding people of the good they have done is a far better way to motivate them to live up to such deeds again than by being harsh. Here we have in this passage faith, hope, and love mentioned, much like in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. They have lived deeds of love for God. In fact, they've done it for him. They have lived up to their faith, and they do have hope. He wants them to hold on to this and have this, not just now, but in an ongoing fashion in their lives, holding on, being diligent to the very end, as he says in verse 11. Keep on showing diligence, or zeal is actually the literal word. Each of you, he says, each of you, every one of you, he has a desire that every individual will make it so that they can get their inheritance of verse 12. The inheritance is laid out in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. The Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. And on he goes in that wonderful passage about the riches of our glorious inheritance. Well, the call for us today is to believe that God remembers the work we have done and to continue to serve him by loving others till the very end and to hold on to what we already have so that we can inherit what has been promised. Well, we're going to verse 13 next time. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And you'll find us in iTunes. Have a look there. Type in MCCX, look in podcasts, and there we are. Give us a review and some stars if you wouldn't mind. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.